Psalm 1, verse 1, and it says this: blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law, or the word of the Lord, and he, in his law, in his word, he meditates on it day and night. And this is my verse for this morning: he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that can brings its forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. I'm going to be sharing, but before I do that, I want to just share about, I share on the house group on Wednesday night, about this thing I read on Godvine. It's an internet daily sort of readings and thoughts and everything, and there was this story on Godvine, and this morning it just seems to be about the Lord's love. That's what it happened in the back room, and it's followed through into the service this morning. You know, and God's love is like this story this morning. I read this story about a couple of park rangers in the Yellowstone National Park in North America. They had a forest fire, and it burnt quite a section of land away. And the two rangers went up onto a hillside to survey the scene of the damage to the park, the trees and the bush and the ground. And as they stood on this ridge looking down, they saw a tree, and by the side of the tree they saw something on the ground by the tree. So one of the rangers went down, and when he got to the tree, there in front of him, standing bolt upright, was a bird. It was totally scorched and blackened. Totally scorched and blackened, and it had died standing on its feet in the upright position at the base of the tree, as the fire had swept through the forest. And this ranger sort of gingerly sort of got his stick, and he poked the tree, the bird rather, and it just like fell over sideways. And the story says, and it was actually on National Geographic, this story, about 4 or 5 years ago. As he poked the bird and it fell over, from underneath the wings of the bird, three little chicks, totally alive, ran out, totally untouched, unburnt, nothing to them. Under the shadow of his wing, we find security. And this spoke to me about the love of the Lord, that he loves us that much. You know, that bird could have stayed in the tree and died with the smoke and everything else, with the chicks, but it decided to, it could, the bird could have flown away and left the chicks in the nest, but it didn't. The bird took the chicks one by one and put them on the ground, and went and stood there and sheltered them under her wing, and when the fire came through and scorched this bird to death, underneath, and the word said underneath, and all around us are the everlasting arms, you know. Sheltered in the shadow of his wing, there is security. You know, and I could just base my word on it this morning, don't really have to say anything else. That's my little contribution to communion this morning. That's how much Jesus loves you. That's how much he loves us, individually and as a body this morning, enough that he would shelter us under his wing. You know, God doesn't run away when trouble comes. He says, come to me, let me shelter you under my wing, because there's security there. And just as Jesus went to the cross, and we'll celebrate that during our communion time this morning, you know, this bird sheltered the chicks and says, I'm going to protect you. I'm going to lose my life for you, but you're going to be saved today. And that's what God does. God doesn't run away, he stays and he protects. And I've asked William to put that up. When I went for a walk, we've started going on quite long walks. We haven't treated Sarah to one of the long walks yet. It's about 4.5 kilometres. And we take the dog, and the poor little dog's feet are worn out when we finish. Wendy's feet are pretty worn out. I think I'm the only one just about keeps going. But when the armour, you can't see it fully on that picture, but that's a few weeks ago when the armour boss was really, really strong. If you look the directions, we walk this way from the house. This is just a massive white flower. And as we came around the corner, I saw this channel going right into the distance. You see, the channel no more runs with water. It's dry except for this little pipe you can see here. And possibly the farmer, well, that's the tree from another angle. You see the channel running across here. You know, and that's the beauty of that barren all around, but full of bloom, next to the channel of water. And this really felt, there's a message here. And I saw this, and there's a message here, and I said, I've read this before somewhere. And here we are, I've read it this morning. The righteous man, the blessed man. And this this verse here, in the Hebrew, that word, the word that starts this psalm off, blessed or blessed, is the man who walks not in this way and that way, but does this. It means, it's a plural word, it means blessings. Not just one blessing, but many blessings. Many blessings beyond the man and woman who follows God. Many blessings be upon them. The Greek word for here is, again, blessed or happy. Happy is the man. Some of your Bibles may say, happy is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. But I don't want to stay there this morning. I just want to concentrate for a few minutes on verse 3. He shall be like a tree planted. And I've written here, established, deep-rooted. It talks of strength. It talks of stability here this morning. Planted by the rivers. And in my Bible, another word for the rivers here, the word used here, is channel. And this is where I've seen it before. And this is why it spoke to me when I saw this channel. And the channel's dry now. The channel's dry. And there's no water in it. And yet, this beautiful tree, full of bloom. Why? Because over many years, that channel would have run with water. And that channel would have poured water into the roots. And that tree would have just put its roots down and roots down and established itself because it's next to the supply of water. And now possibly the farmer will on other occasions put a bit of water through that pipe. But it doesn't do a lot, but it's enough to nourish the tree. And my word for you this morning, my 5-minute word for you this morning, is like, be established. Be deep rooted, put your roots down by the channel of water, God's word. Be with other Christians, getting fed, getting inspired. You know, we just need to be fed and inspired. You see, what's this got to do with communion? Everything, because we're coming again in a minute. We're coming again to the supply. We're coming to the table once again, and we're saying, Lord, I love you. I receive from you today. This is health and strength. It may be bread and wine, but I keep saying this. It is health and strength to your body this morning. Come and receive from the Lord. That's how we say it, don't we? On the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took bread and he broke it and said, this is my body. Given, broken, whatever version you want to, for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Receive from the Lord. You see, as we come time by time to this table, we come and establish, we're putting roots down, we're saying, Lord, we love you. Maybe we've not said it for a week, but this morning as you come out, I want to encourage you to come and say, Lord, I love you. As you come for your bread this morning and your wine, say, Lord, I love you. I love you so much. You know, I'm established, I'm planted, I'm grounded, I'm firm, I'm solid. The wind is not going to blow me over. Situations are not going to blow me over today because I'm established in you, in your word. As you come this morning, I want you to come and realize that as you come to this table, as you come to this channel of water that brings fruit in season, you see, it's God's source doesn't dry up. You know, when the water gets tight, the farmers can't put the water on, but the tree had enough establishing in its early days to make it strong. You know, and if you're a new Christian, you need to be established in the word to be strong. When the winds come against you, when problems come against you, you can stand by that tree and you can be beautiful. We talked about, sang about, Lord, you're beautiful. To the Lord this morning, you, every one of you, are totally and completely beautiful. How do you see yourself this morning? You're beautiful, I tell you that. Maybe no one's told you that. Wendy said, I never tell her often enough how beautiful she is. I surmise that she tells me that. I just have the look now and again, you know. And we do need to remind ourselves that in God we are beautiful. I don't care what you look like this morning. In the sight of the Lord, you are absolutely gorgeous. You are to Him. You are special. You are wonderful. You are like that tree, full of bloom, full of juice, as it were, whose leaf will not wither, shall not wither. No barren trees in God's plantation. In God's orchard there are no barren trees. No signs of death here. There's life here because it's been established, because it's been planted by the channels of water. Maybe, you see, you know, that tree started as a little shoot like this 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago. And maybe the ones a bit further from the channel have died, but that one has stayed because it's next to the water source. Encourage your church, stay close to the water source. Your leaves will not wither, but they will be green, and your blossom will be full. And the last little bit of that verse 3 says, and whatever he does will prosper. I'm not preaching a prosperity message in a way. I am this morning. This is not about the Midas touch. It's not about you touching everything and it all turns out right. Sometimes you'll touch things and they won't turn out right. But stick in there by the water source, because it'll come right. Because God will make something beautiful, even in a situation that is difficult and hard. That's it. I'm not going to go any further this morning. Stay by the streams of living water. You see, this is water. This word is water to you, to me. As we come to around the communion table again, we're coming, and we it's like this morning. I just see it almost like as if when you get a bag of compost to plant a new plant, you know, it's to give it something to just move it on a bit, to help it, to assist it. You know, and we come to the table this morning. This is a time of refreshing. It's a time of getting that bit of compost dug around your roots this morning and saying, Lord, once again I come. One less time before I see you face to face. You're beautiful and I'm beautiful, and I'm going to be planted, established by streams of living water. You read in the book of Revelation, talks to you about, you know, about trees planted about along the river. You know, they are firm, solid, nothing knocks them over. So I hope that little word this morning sticks in your heart, and as you come this morning, I want you to come to the mother bird this morning, who says, come and shelter under my wing this morning, because there you're going to find your security.